Monday 9th of May till Sunday 15th of May marks Mental Health Awareness Week in the UK. It's an annual event that wants to encourage everyone around the country to focus on achieving good mental health. Now, this year's theme is all about combating loneliness and understanding the impact it can have on our mental well-being. So joining us today to share his personal story and to chat about the support he received from RNAB's Sightless Counseling Service is a 28-year-old Luke Laister. Now, Luke, it is so nice to have you here to chat today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we are going to start with something that's quite a tough topic. We'll be chatting a lot about mental health. And for yourself, that support you received, the one I mentioned, the RNAB Sightless Counseling team, was actually just beyond support. It was life-saving.
Yes, I owe my life to the RNIB. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be sat here today talking to you.
So what happened? That was a little while ago, and obviously you are doing much better. But at the time, what was going through your head, and how was that first initial phone call for you?
Well, it was last year, really. It all come to a head. Last May, I got speaking to my specialist at the hospital, and he said, look, you're going to have to go to your local opticians, and if they think you're unfit, then we're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to take in your driving license, which for me was a huge thing because I'm disabled too, so mobility was a huge thing for me. I did all my tests and checks with the optician there. He says, you don't meet the driving criteria. It made me aware of the RNIB. He said, here's the helpline number, give them a call and just chat to them. I left it about 2 weeks just so I could process all the things that had been going on in my life, and called RNIB and I spoke to a gentleman, Mark Croft, who was my kind of caseworker, who moved mountains in order for me to get the help that I did. I were quite open about my mental health with him, which we had to get the crisis team involved with. And in August of last year, I did attempt suicide, which led to me being hospitalised for about 3 or 4 weeks. But all the way through those weeks, I had my telephone and I was speaking to the RNIB counselling service, which, for me, it was the how do you live not being able to see anymore. That question I couldn't understand. I couldn't give myself an answer that I needed. As of recently, I've been put on different kind of courses for the RNIB, such as the Living Well with Sight Loss course. And to me, it completely, you know, opened my eyes, as it were. I live independently. I live on my own. To be able to go out and explore and enjoy different things and keep enjoying things what I did in the past, what I thought maybe I couldn't do anymore. So, yeah, from where I was back end of last year to where I am now is completely polar opposite.
Yeah, it seems like you managed to regain some of that confidence and independence that maybe you felt you were losing in the beginning with your initial diagnosis.
Yeah, I've got a bilateral optic nerve neuropathy, which I had following a car accident about 10 years ago now. My vision's gradually been coming worse. Some days I can see nothing but just a haze. But the confidence for the last 10 years, I've been downbeat. I've been sick and to death of my health generally getting worse, especially my eyesight. It took a lot reaching out to the RNIB because I'm mildly autistic anyway, so reaching out to a person who I don't know can really play with my mind. And I'm just pleased I did reach out. And I've met so many different people with the RNIB and the counselling service and volunteering with the view of taking that further maybe one day. It's given me, you know, a second chance at life, really. If I can make just one person think about things differently, to me, that would be a wonderful thing.
Do you think by reaching out to RNIB, did you have a chance to meet perhaps other people that are living like you with sight loss and struggling with the same issues?
I am part of a call at 3 o'clock every Monday, and it's where we can have a good old laugh. You know, we can talk about anything and everything from what we've done at the weekend, how a previous week has been. We can laugh, we can cry, we can do, you know, and we can all have each other's back without feeling the need of having to over-explain. We might have different eye conditions, but we all have a similar problem of, you know, we now live with sight loss. From that point of view, it does help speaking to people in a similar position to you, because they do understand what it's like. The RNIB felt to me like home. And now my routine is, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday I'm helping run courses along with Ian, which is the Living Well with Sight Loss course. Mondays I have a laugh with a group call, and maybe on a Friday there's a few of us from that call and we'll have another chat, you know, later in the week just to bridge that gap, so we're not lonely and we're not feeling down, and, you know, help each other through our stages of despair. So I'm forever grateful and thankful.
It's amazing that you're wanting to give back to others, because you're quite a passionate young man. So would you mind telling me, what are you focusing on these days, apart just from volunteering and all that amazing work you're also studying?
Yes, I'm also, you know, picking up the baton to try and help one day by putting myself forward for Open University course, specifically targeting counselling and psychology. My main focus now is to focus on helping people, helping others, specifically those what suffer from mental health problems, because I know how it feels to be lonely, to feel like no one understands you, to feel like no one quite gets you, or if you feel a bit different to other people. I've been that person what everyone's laughed at because I'm used sat on a motorised wheelchair going through a local town. I've been in the position of, you know, receiving bigotry and hate speech towards me. So it's now turning all those things back on itself and saying, right, let's be positive about it and help make sure other people don't have to go through that. It's nice to be able to feel, you know, useful or helpful to somebody.
This year, the theme for a Mental Health Awareness Week is loneliness. Do you have, I guess, one tip that you would give for someone for combating loneliness?
If I could have one tip for someone, it would be simply reach out. In this country, in this world, there should be no reason you should be made to feel lonely. I felt it for years because I don't have a family network behind me. So I know what it feels like to have the big moments on your own, or to have days on end where you don't see anybody or hear anyone else's voice but the TV. And it can be a very lonely place. I urge people to reach out, because people are there for you. People who genuinely do care and want to help are there, but they can only, you know, get speaking if you call them. If anyone needs help, you know, reach out to any organisation you feel you need to, especially at moments of loneliness or despair.
Thank you so much, Luke. It was really good speaking with you today, and thank you so much for your advice there as well.
No problem. Thank you.
Now, if you would like to find out more about RNIB Sight Loss Counselling Service, which we mentioned today and talked a lot about today, you can always email them now. Their address is counselling@rnib.org.uk. RNIB also has a helpline. Their number is 0303-123-9999. You can ask to be referred to the Sight Loss Counselling team, or you can also access any of the other services like Living Well with Sight Loss courses or the Sight Loss Advice Service. Now, most importantly, if anything you heard today triggered you in any way, or you or someone you know is at risk of serious harm, please call 999 immediately and seek support. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.